Blog Talk Radio. Imagine what your life would be like if there was a simple code to follow that would surely lead to success in all areas of your life. Well, actually, there is. So stay tuned to hear from today's guest about what is truly possible for you in this lifetime. Welcome to the Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, healing through love, relationship healer, somatic body psychotherapist, and health and wellness coach, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the book series Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me, and the romantic novel Love in the Blizzard of Life, and creator of 30 Love Lessons for Your Soul. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. And in every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who just keep proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Sandra Biskind is a global thought leader, international speaker, spiritual mentor, and number one best-selling author. She has a unique gift to identify and eradicate the unconscious programs undermine all of our success. With her husband, Daniel, she created a multi-global award-winning retreat in New Zealand named the world's best luxury coastal hotel in 2010. Their extraordinary work as codebreakers serves not only the elite, but the every man and every woman who is suffering in physical, emotional, psychological, or financial pain. And all of us at some point have some of those issues. So I'm delighted to welcome you, Sandra Biskind.
Dr. Erica, it's an honor to be on your show.
Thank you. And then just please tell us, how did this come about? I mean, a code that is so powerful. Tell us about your background, education, training, and also about your husband and how this came about that you created and understood this code.
Yeah, okay. Well, so just to set that stage, everybody lives by codes. So let's just say that if there's 8 billion people on the planet, there's definitely more than 8 billion codes, but they all really break down to two: love or fear. And you already touch on that love code in your life and in your shows, which is pretty exciting. So how this happened for me is I think my first real turning point in my life was when I was 18 years old, and my right ovary burst, and I ended up almost dying. And in that experience, the death experience, I went through this place where I came to this stillness and peace. And I was love. Love was not an emotion. It was who I and all life was. And I was totally aware of what everyone else was going through, thinking, feeling. I trusted the experience totally. And there was an integrity to it. You know, like I felt like my body, mind, and soul was strong and whole. And I was completely neutral. Nothing could have pushed my buttons at that stage. I was definitely in a state of bliss and oneness. There was a unity to all life. And I was very mindful of what was happening within me. And I've just described platinum, by the way, what I went through decades ago is an acronym for platinum, which is an acronym for these really eight high beingness states of our true self. So in other words, I experienced what life is really like in a human body. I experienced that we are platinum beings, that our true self is all of those things. And I mean, some people would say I had an awakening experience. Others would say it was an enlightenment experience. But whatever it was, from that moment forward, I understood the reality, that that was reality, and all the suffering and unhappiness and challenges were not. You know, they were not real. They were just things that our ego mind and our unconscious programs drove us into, because we know that our unconscious is running our life, is running our business. And actually, if that's the first time you've heard that, just hear it again. The unconscious is running your business. So we're making conscious decisions daily, and but still something will, you know, press your buttons and you'll get triggered, or someone will say something or even look at you, and that triggers off a reaction, and then you say and do things that are not normally who you are. They're not your best self. And I guess this work came about because over the years I had so many challenges, you know, an abusive marriage, many more surgeries. And when I left my husband at the age of 27, I knew I was in trouble. I mean, anybody who's been through one trauma after another, and they get to a point where it's like, okay, hang on, I'm in trouble here. I needed the tools that were going to help me not just thrive, but not just survive, but to thrive. And that's when I discovered meditation, and I started sitting in a meditation and healing group every Thursday night. And that's when I discovered how to master my own frequency. And that, by the way, changed my entire life. It changed my business, changed my relationships. I guess it's pretty important for people to know that at the age of 20, I opened my first, I couldn't get a job, so I decided to open my first business. I opened a fashion boutique. And 25 years later, I had a chain of boutiques and my own label. And so I was definitely in that business world and went through two financial crises, world crises. And so people who are in business understand that there are many, many ups and downs and challenges daily, right? I mean, I'm sure you've had people on the show that, yeah. And so and it was truly, it wasn't till at the age of like 27 onwards where I really started working on my inner game, on mastering platinum, that everything changed for me. I was, you know, in the middle of a financial crisis, almost going under, 7 years into my first business at the age of 27. And when I started using inquiry and using powerful questions to change my state, to change the way I felt from one moment to the next, to actually ground me back into the love and gratitude that I had, once I was able to do that, everything changed. You know, my heart, people were magnetized to me. The creativity began to flow. I was making different decisions using my intuition, and my business reflected that higher state of being, that higher frequency. You know, my staff loved me being around, which, by the way, they didn't before that. And clients wanted to come into the boutiques because they just wanted to come in and be with us. And so in business, it's very important when you have a business that you are very mindful of what you are feeling, aware of how you show up, and that the way you show up is going to affect everyone in your orbit, and that is what's going to magnetize or repel success and love for you.
And what's amazing about it, there are people that can compartmentalize. So they can do that maybe at home with their loved one or maybe at business, but not everywhere. So they're not really living that frequency.
Yeah, and you know what that is? We absolutely say, when we do our live events and online programs, we say to people, look, you think that you can compartmentalize and you think you're doing it well. That The problem is that you can't really, if you have emotional leakage in any area of your life, it does really affect every area of your life, because it is emotional leakage is always going to be underlying there and bringing you down. And again, just think of this. In Codebreaker, we talk about the ego mind code and the divine mind code. So when you're living in the divine mind code, you're really, your true self is right there. You're living the best version of who you are. You are that love. You are that platinum being. But when you're hooked into the ego mind code, which, by the way, all of humanity is hooked into the ego mind code, when you're hooked into that code, then you are making decisions that are not for the highest and best good of all concerned or yourself. You know, you take things personally. You start to, you ignore the inner game. And that's one of the biggest problems that business people have. That's why we're so excited about being able to offer Codebreaker and the journal, because this gives you a system where you can go through. It's really easy to follow. And as you go through the system, you start to learn about the most important person in your life. And that's you. Right? And so you begin to...
I just had an example. Last night I had an example. I went out, I had a client, and then I went out for dinner after that. And I didn't realize it was going to be so crowded. It was a holiday yesterday. And so usually I would be really impatient, but I was sitting at the bar. That was the only place where there was a seat. And the bartenders, two people, a lady and a man, had their back to me for a long time, but I was in this good space. And when she finally reached out to me, I asked her name, and then I told her, oh, what a beautiful name. And anyway, and then I saw a drink, and I asked about it. I said there was a sangria with fruit in it. And I said, oh, that's a beautiful drink. Well, a few minutes later, she brought me that drink for free. And it was...
Yeah. So you know what you did?
It was an example of that.
Changed everything. You were definitely in the love code. Can I tell you that? That was a high frequency adventure, because if you had have gone into the ego mind code, you would have been impatient, intolerant. You would have been absolutely exuding this vibration, this frequency of being angry, and they would have felt that. And you know what? The minute she felt that you were interested in her, and that you were not blaming her for anything. See how she wasn't that perfect? By the way, that's the love code. That's actually you being a platinum being in that moment, because not everybody would show up as their true self, which is this loving, kind, patient being, in that situation. I love it. You are a very high frequency being.
Just shows that, you know, it's so easy to get back into the other aspects. So you talk about frequency. So what exactly do you mean by frequency, energetic frequency?
Yeah, energetic frequency. But all, you know, science has obviously discovered that everything has an energy. Everything has an energy. The tiniest cell in your body exudes energy. And energy, all energy has a vibration, which is on a particular frequency. And this frequency is what is so important. The reason why we talk about frequencies so much is because your frequency affects your code that you're living in, and your code affects your frequency. So they're interrelated. You can't, you know, separate them. And so it's very important. You know, if you've walked into a room and somebody's been angry, you can really feel the anger in the room, even if they're not talking in that moment, right? It's created an energetic field or an anger frequency, so to speak. And what do you want to do? You want to walk out, right? But if you walk in and you're with people who are absolutely in the space of love and joy, even if they're not saying anything, your whole body kind of, oh, it just relaxes into this and go, this feels good. So you're picking up on the frequency. So if everybody can understand that everything is energy and it is all vibrating at a frequency, and the trick to having the most successful business and best relationships and health and vitality is to be a high frequency being. And there's a code to that, and the password to cracking that code is platinum. So it's almost like what we're saying in Codebreaker is, hey, listen, you don't have to have these near-death experiences. You don't have to sit in a cave or on a mountaintop for 40 years meditating. You can use this simple, beautiful system, and it will get you to the same place. There are meditations in there, and there's a lot of backup support for this system. You know, like we have a lot of free challenges. We've got one starting tomorrow, for instance, where we take you through platinum. It's so beautiful. I can't tell you the amount of people and the response we've had. As you know, before we got on the phone together, you commented about Jack Canfield, and he loves this system so much, and he loves our work. He uses he employs me and my husband to co-facilitate with him in some of his biggest events, and he's had me work with all of his staff, his family, because he knows that there's always another level to go to. He knows that we're all suffering from events, emotions, and decisions from the past that we don't even know are there, and that's the trick. So the idea is,
and he
all
has
of
worked
us,
with thousands and thousands of people. So if he's appreciating the work that you do, you know it's valuable. I wanted to add something in there.
Yeah.
When you mentioned that you don't have to sit in a cave, you know, for 40 days, weeks, whatever.
Years.
I did interview a yogi who sat in a cave, and he still had emotional reactions because one of the, whatever you call them, one of the people in the mountain came in there and interrupted him. And he saw his anger and annoyance show up. So even if you do that, you don't get away from those emotions.
Do you know what it is? It's because people are working on what they're using these wonderful tools, but they're not getting into the unconscious. So what Codebreaker says and what we say is that it doesn't matter what you do on that level. With meditation is so important. We advocate it, you know, all the time. However, that's not digging underneath the conscious mind and getting to the core of the problems. And the core problems are definitely from a number of areas: events, emotions, and decisions of the past. They come in, they're handed down to us through our ancestors, you know, all of our ancestors from mum's and dad's side. And we also say past lives. And the fun thing about that is that you don't have to believe in past lives for this work to work and to get the benefit from it. You could just say, okay, these are just archetypal stories that are unique to you. But the story is so profound that it unlocks the unconscious mind, and you're able to release the emotions around past trauma. And once you've released the emotion around a past trauma, it no longer has any more force to control you. And that equals freedom.
Absolutely. So I want to ask you about, you talk about unconscious blocks being lodged in our DNA. So just explain that.
Yeah.
Oh, and in the neural pathways of the brain.
That's right. So the brain is a processing unit, right? And it's not the mind. It's just a processing unit. It processes the mind and our thoughts. And all of the cells that make up our DNA, that make up our gene expression, hold and carry information. So information is, transmitted via electrical circuits throughout the brain, throughout the whole body. And so our DNA is actually responsible for our gene expression. So, for instance, if your mother had Alzheimer's, for instance, then you might have the gene for Alzheimer's. But that doesn't mean that you're going to get it. It simply means that it's just latent and it's there. So unless you trigger it off by, you know, an unconscious program, it's not going to show up. And this is what's so exciting about the codes that are in our DNA, that are in our neural pathway, the information that's in our neural pathways, is that this can be controlled. It's not, you have control of your life. I just find this so exciting. It doesn't matter how your processing unit works. We know the brain works this way because scientists and have told us this. And what's exciting about it is that you can speak to the DNA. There's a language and a frequency that the DNA responds to. Russian scientists discovered this many, many decades ago. And so with the work that we do, we use this frequency and this fabulous language, which is so easy, to go into the DNA and completely reprogram it. In other words, again, whatever the emotion was, we reprogram the emotion out of the system so that the DNA and the cells are no longer holding onto it, which what that does is the body can relax and open itself up to more love and joy and to express itself from a higher frequency. So that's what I mean by that. And if people want to know more about DNA and frequency, just read Dawson Church's book, The Genie in Your Genes, and he goes into so much explanation of it. In fact, I've kind of been hounding Jack a little bit, and what we're doing is the next event that we're doing together, we're doing the whole event around frequency, all of the information from Codebreaker and from Dawson Church's Genie in Your Genes. So this is how important this is to Jack and to the world, because this is the new wave. This is the new era of better health and happiness, quite frankly.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, the older we get...
Bruce Lipton talked
yeah.
about this. Very powerful.
Quite,
so I wanted
isn't
to ask
he brilliant?
You, there's so much. I'm excited talking with you. But have you noticed people really healing from physical ailments from your work?
Instantly. Yeah. I did a talk in Thailand for 4 hours in November, and people were coming up onto the stage, and I was working with them using the system. And one woman had had knee surgery 5 years ago and was limping, and I went, oh wow, here, this is where it hurts, isn't it? She didn't even tell me she'd had knee surgery, and I just touched it, used the correct wording in the system, and she just ran off the stage. And again, remember, these things are held in place by our thoughts. Our thoughts create our lives, both good and bad, both painful and joyful. So when you get to the thoughts and the emotions behind those thoughts and eradicate them and neutralize them, you're a very different human being. This is so exciting. I am so passionate about this work.
All right, so now...
I'm 67.
Please.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. We'll have to do this
please
again.
Please tell us. Please tell us what Platinum stands for, you know, the acronym, so
yes.
People are really aware.
Absolutely. Your high frequency beingness states of your true self are peace, love, awareness, trust, integrity, neutrality, unity, and mindfulness. Isn't that beautiful?
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
and when you go through Codebreaker...
I can ask so much of it.
I know. Well, when you go through Codebreaker in the system, each chapter, like chapter one is... in part three, chapter one is peace. So you go through each one and you rate what your level of peace is. For instance, if you have anyone in your life or something you've said or done that you haven't forgiven, then you won't have peace, because unforgiveness is the core frequency blocker to peace. So each one of them has a core frequency blocker to it. And you'll know the core frequency blocker to love. It's fear.
Absolutely. All right. So since you mentioned that, I mean, that is my favorite topic. You have a quote in your book from Pamela Wilson about love. She says, love is a magician. Everything it touches turns into itself. So please explain.
Well, from love, again, love is not an emotion. It's the most powerful energy in the cosmos. So when love is present, there's really not much room for anything else. And love breeds more love. I'll just give you an example, and that is Daniel and I were in a seaside resort for a few weeks, and we went to this place for coffee every day, and this very pretty 17-year-old was serving us, And on the day we were leaving, we said, we're leaving, and she started crying. And she said, what's happening? What is it? And we said, we just love you. And she said, oh, I thought that was it. She said, ever since you've been coming in here, my whole life has changed. And we'd never talked to her. We didn't tell her we love her. She was picking up on the frequency of love. It was changing her life, and she knew she could feel something. She just wasn't sure what it was. So love definitely turns everything around it into love. And you really, you had that experience with the bartender, actually. You, even if you didn't realize you were doing it, that love changed her life, and she felt compelled to give, because that's what love does. Love gives. Love never takes.
Wow. And that, as you're talking, I'm thinking about all these relationships, and it seems to be a lot more women making demands on a man. You know, he should do this, and she wants this, and someone gave a gift, but it's not the right gift, and she's mad, and all of that stuff. So he's not feeling loved, and she wonders why she's not receiving love.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? This is really important, what you've just brought up, because these expectations, this is the domain of the ego mind code, by the way. It means they're stuck in a code that means that they'll continue to judge and make judgments. Judgments are the ego mind's perfect. You know, we've mastered it. It's we're perfect at it. Wolfgang Amadeus said, neither a lofty degree of intelligence nor imagination nor both together go to the making of a genius. Love, love, love. That is the soul of genius. If those women could tap into their own genius, that is love, they would be able to look at this man with compassion, appreciate the fact that he even gave a gift, let alone what it is, and that this man is trying, you know. And it's the same for women with men. We are so critical of each other. And you know why? Because we're so critical of ourselves. The biggest problem that humanity has is that people do not love themselves enough, and the amount that they love themselves is only the amount that they can love others. For instance, Daniel and I have worked for, you know, six decades and more on our inner game and on this platinum life system. So we know that we are love. We know that without a doubt. And when people are around us, that's the reflection they get. You know, we wake up in the morning with a smile on our faces and look at each other and we go, wow, thank goodness, thank God, we are so blessed. And that's love. And when you start, even if you don't feel it, you have to fake it till you make it. Because the more you fake being love, the more love will take over.
Wow. And then we've been told to have a positive outlook, but you say there's something more powerful than being positive.
Absolutely. We have to go beyond positive. We've got to get to neutrality. Because even if you're positive about something, you can be attached to it. And when you're attached to it, there are judgments going on, right? So if you're neutral, if you can allow these thoughts, emotions, and events to come and go in your life like clouds in the sky, and you can be the observer of them, obviously you can use your intuition to know what to say, when to say it, how to say it. When you're in a neutral, still place, then that's when you actually are living a platinum life. Like neutrality, that's why the work that I do is when I access this information for people is so important, because the place it gets them to is a neutral place. That means we've got them to freedom, so they're free to move either way. If you're in neutral in your car, you can either go forward or you can go backwards. But if you've got your foot, you know, and down on the accelerator and you're going forward, no matter what's in front of you, you're still going forward. So neutral is so important. Neutrality is another word for enlightenment, which is just that beautiful state of love dancing in and around and through us.
And you just clarified something for me. I have an aunt decades ago who used to say she would look at a young romantic couple and feel sorry for them because of all the sorrow they're going to go through. And what you're saying is to have this neutrality in your system so that you're not so devastated by the ups and downs.
That's exactly right. You just don't, they simply don't affect you the same way. And that's what's so important. Like, you know, in our businesses, we've been through so much trauma and drama in our lives. You know, I've had so much surgery and ill health, and I've had to remain neutral, and it's that neutrality that made me move beyond the challenge every single time. And because you're not reacting from this crazy code, you know, this ego mind code, you're really staying put in this code of love and joy. And, it, you know, I'm not saying that this is easy. I'm 65, Daniel 71. We've been working at this for a long time. And that's another reason why we decided to create Codebreaker as our legacy work to the world and say, here, this is going to do it for you. And, of course, you know, when they join us in our live events and online programs and you're immersed in that high-frequency energy, all sorts of miracles and shifts happen in your life and your business.
It's beautiful. So can you share some tips for people that maybe are not at your course? They may be able to get your book, but what tips do you have for them to raise their frequency and get into
Yes.
a state of neutrality?
Okay, so definitely that's the tip is read the book. Obviously, that's the first tip. Read the book and get the journal and use the system. But truly, the four questions is something that will change your state and change your frequency pretty well straight away. So if you're feeling upset about something, ask yourself four questions. By the way, these were the four questions I used as a 27-year-old to master my frequency. So these are really important. And they're in the book and the journal. And the first question is, what am I feeling? What am I focused on? What do I want to feel? What focus will serve that? Now, they sound very simple and easy, but when you're feeling upset or out of balance and you're not neutral and you start to dig in on this level and really look at what you are really feeling, like what the emotions are, you can change your emotional state in an instant just by using those four questions. So I would say that they're very, very important. And they're not only are they in the book, but when you get the journal to help you use the system, they're all the way through the journal as well. So you're constantly asking yourself, and you get to a point where this becomes normal and natural. You just, every time you feel out of balance, you go, hang on, I need to move here. Like, for instance, if you're worried about something, you're obviously in, you know, the ego mind code. If you're worried or anxious, you go, hang on, this is great. This is a signpost. I need to do a U-turn and get back into trust. So you use the four questions and what are you feeling? You know, what are you focused on? What do you want to feel? What focus will serve that? And in that case, if you're worried and anxious, what focus will serve that is I have to trust that everything is unfolding exactly as it should for my highest and best good. And so you see how using these questions can really change your frequency very quickly.
Absolutely. But I'm thinking of someone who was just rejected in a relationship or has a spouse that they dearly loved that passed away. So how can this help someone in that state where they're just devastated or they have an illness, a diagnosis, they have a few months to live or whatever it is?
Yeah, I know all of this, by the way. I've been through it. Again, this is about love, because what happens is we go into fear. And the minute we're rejected, we start the negative self-talk starts. It starts saying, I'm not good enough, I'm not beautiful enough, I'm not smart enough, other people are better than me. You know, like this whole litany of stuff happens and the heart is really shattered. And so we have to really, again, get to this point where we stop listening. Codebreaker is a mind training system, by the way, where when you start hearing those voices putting you down and telling them that this is all your fault, then that's when you absolutely have to take control and say, no, that is not the truth. right? What is this telling me? Do I believe I deserve a great relationship? And maybe as you dig in, you might find that you have this unconscious program that could have come from your mother or grandmother, and that is, you know, I don't deserve a great loving relationship. I've had so many women that I have worked with. That's one of the number one things that's going on for them. And the minute they clear that, they can look at the partner they had and go, wow, that's okay. You know, he really wasn't serving me anyway. Now I deserve a great loving relationship. I'm going to bring into my life somebody who is going to support that thought process, right? So, and, you know, as far as grief is concerned, well, my mother was killed at the age of 42, and I was only 18. And the grief, I mean, I still cry when I think about my beautiful mama. And there's a hole in our heart where these people are, and we have to fill it with love. There is just, it's just love, love, love. Whenever I think of her now and that hole begins to appear, I just feel it full of this love vibration. And it's probably easier for me, Dr. Erica, because as a medium, I've had a lot of contact with her. And so I know that no one dies. You can't kill energy, right? A body can wither and die, but the spirit, the energy of who we are never, ever dies. And so she has just helped me in so many areas of my life. But even though I have that contact, I still understand what people feel like when they lose a beloved, because we go out of love, we go into fear. And, you know, when my mother died at the age of 18, I made the decision that I would never love like that again. Can you imagine?
Oh,
and
wow.
I think people, yeah. So when just understand, this is very important, and it comes up in the book, that when we go through emotional challenges, we are making decisions, and those decisions get locked in our information center, in the DNA. And so therefore, from that moment forward, I started putting together relationships that, you know, I was cold. I wouldn't love the way I was meant to love. And that was one of the big challenges that I had to break through in order to be this platinum being. Each one of us will have an aspect of platinum that we have to work on. Each one of us, it could be trust, could be fear, it could be peace, you know. But whatever it is,
I just have another question.
Now you have a system. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to ask you about this, that there are people who seem to have had everything go well, good business, a good love relationship, a family, everything's great, and then something. And some of those people feel, it should not happen to me. You know, why did this happen, or why me? So what would you say to that person? I kind of say, why not you? Because this stuff happens to everybody. But what would you say?
I would say that you have just triggered off an unconscious program, and you've triggered off a past event, emotion, and decision, and that's now affecting you in this way. And all we have to do is dig in, find out what it is, get you neutral to it, and your life will get back to normal again. Because everything has come about via our thoughts, our unconscious thoughts. Remember, our unconscious is running our business and our life. So what's happened for them is, right up until that moment, their unconscious hasn't been affecting them on any level, on those levels that you can see. And then all of a sudden, at a particular age or a particular event happened, and whoop, everything starts to fall apart. And, you know, they've lost neutrality, because now they've got this unconscious program, this event, emotion, decision running their life. And so all they need to do, again, is use the system and to get it right. You know, Daniel and I are known as the people who solve seemingly unsolvable problems. And there's no point in saying, why me, or God did this to me. No, the only thing that does anything to any of us at any time are our thoughts, particularly our unconscious thoughts.
That's amazing. So tell us more about your book and how people can get it, and your trainings. Just share more about that.
That, yeah, Codebreaker, Discover the Password to Unlock the Best Version of You, is, and the Codebreaker Journal, they're both available on Amazon, and you can get them as an ebook, soft cover, hardcover, and we'll be releasing it in Audible shortly, which is exciting. They're not a book, they're a system, and we put on the back of them, caution, do not drive heavy machinery or drive under the influence of this book, because this book will change your frequency. It will change the way your brain functions. The book alone is capable of producing some form of healing in your life. And then, of course, you can join us if you go to thebiskinds.com, BISKINDS.com, and you go to the events page, you'll see all of the different ways that you can work with us online or in person. And there's something very magical about this. We do live calls and we do corrections. So whenever I work with people, I always give people corrections. In other words, I go into the unconscious, discover the what's been driving them and triggering them, and I completely neutralize and delete it. And the beautiful thing about that is that when I work with one person, everyone on the line or everyone in the program gets the same correction. So if you really want to go deep, if you really want to go get clear and go to the next level and live this beautiful life of freedom and love, then come and please. We'd love you to work with us live, or our next online event starts March 6th. And I'd be very excited to work with every one of you.
Wow. I am so delighted to have had an opportunity to speak with you, because so many of us have this unnecessary suffering.
The whole world is suffering.
Mm-hmm. So, Sandra, thank you so much for joining me on this call.
Dr. Erica, what an honor and a pleasure. Thank you so much. I hope we get together some other stage and go deeper. I know this feels like more like a little training session for your audience, but that's okay. That's what we want, right?
I would love that. So maybe we'll speak again. And
thank you, darling.
So
God bless.
It was just wonderful hearing your perspective and how totally healing it is. It was even more than I was expecting when I got on the call.
Oh, that's great. Get Codebreaker.
So I have the book now. I started looking at it. You know, I was scanning through it. That's why I found that beautiful quote. So I definitely am going to read it and check out your online work. But wonderful. So thank you again.
Thank you, Dr. Erica, and thank you to everybody listening today.
And to those of you listening, I'm Dr. Erica Goodstone saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, drericagoodstone.com. And if you so desire, sign up for my Healing Through Love, Love Lessons for Your Soul. That goes right along with what we're talking about in the Codebreaker. So I look forward to speaking to you again soon.